Wünschst du dir jemanden, der dich versteht wie kein anderer? Jemand, der deine Wünsche wahr werden lässt und mit dir das schönste Abenteuer deines Lebens erleben möchte? Die Commerce-Plattform Shopify revolutioniert Millionen von Unternehmen weltweit. Mit Shopify richtest du im Nu deinen Online-Shop ein. Ganz ohne Programmier- oder Designkenntnisse. Dank der effizienten Einrichtung und intuitiven Social-Media- und Online-Marketplace-Integration kannst du über Instagram, eBay und Co. werben und verkaufen. Neue Zielgruppen zu erreichen war noch nie so einfach. Shopify bietet auf einer einzigen, sicheren Plattform alle Tools, um dein Online-Business aufzubauen. Kostenlos testen und dein Business der Welt präsentieren. Shopify.de/try besuchen. Einfach Shopify.de/try eingeben und loslegen. Made for Germany. Powered by Shopify.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Worried parents report their 15-year-old daughter, Gracie Sasso Cleveland, missing. Police track her cell phone to a dumpster near an Illinois university. Inside, Gracie's body. Investigation reveals registered sex offender Timothy Dahl lured the teen to his apartment. He admits he suffocated Gracie with a pillow after an argument, then dumped the girl's body.
Nancy, Dahl was on probation for child sex crimes with a 14-year-old at the time of Sasso Cleveland's death. Police continued to look at location data from Sasso Cleveland's phone to determine that she had been at Dahl's home the night of her disappearance. In a confession, Dahl told police that he held Sasso Cleveland down under a pillow until she stopped moving, then took her body to a dumpster. He then went back to his home to remove her personal belongings and dump them with her.
Dahl now charged with domestic battery, sex abuse, murder, and tampering with evidence. A South Carolina cop pulls over Anthony Miller and girlfriend Samika Mitchum for speeding. The officer congratulates the couple on an apparent pregnancy and asks Mitchum's due date. But each one gives different answers. Suspicious, the officer asks the couple to step out of the car, please. Mitchum takes off running and baggies of cocaine start spilling from her belly, which turns out to be a rubber prosthesis, a fake pregnancy belly. Well, I'm happy to report that Miller and Mitchum have given birth to felony drug trafficking charges. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A Delaware woman who admitted to killing her 3-year-old daughter and throwing her charred remains on a softball field is now facing decades in jail. 31-year-old Christy Haas entered a guilty plea to 3 counts of endangering the welfare of a child, as well as murder by abuse or neglect, abuse of a corpse, and abuse. On the murder accusation, prosecutors are urging a sentence of 50 years in jail, with 30 of those years being suspended for non-custodial supervision. A life term in jail is the maximum punishment for the murder charge. Other felony and misdemeanor charges will be dropped, and the prosecution is recommending probation for the other counts. Judge Noel Primus of the Superior Court asked Haas if she knew what the accusations were about and what would happen if she pleaded guilty. Haas reportedly answered, "Yes, Your Honor." Primus, who is not bound by the sentencing recommendation, postponed sentencing until July 10th in order to accommodate the lawyer's request. Haas's trial was scheduled to begin on that day. A man found guilty of killing an 11-year-old girl and her babysitter more than 30 years ago has been recommended for the death penalty by jurors in Southwest Florida. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
According to court records, the Lee County jury deliberated for almost 5 hours before voting 10-2 to execute Joseph Zeeler. The week prior, the same jury found 60-year-old Zeeler guilty of 2 charges of first-degree murder. After a hearing on June 26th, a judge will decide whether Zeeler will be put to death or spend the rest of his life behind bars. A new law enacted last month by Governor Ron DeSantis eliminates the prior need that a unanimous jury recommendation be made in order for a murderer to receive the capital penalty in Florida. Instead, it now only needs to be 8-4.
Zeeler was in jail in 2016 on an unrelated assault charge when his DNA was found to match the cold case killings of 32-year-old Lisa Story and 11-year-old Robin Cornell. An 18-year-old man has been imprisoned in East Texas on accusations of capital murder in the shooting deaths of his parents, sister, and brother. It was in the small town of Nash that authorities say they discovered Cesar Olalde locked inside a house after police received a report that a man had threatened to murder himself and his family. They were told that there were numerous bodies inside. According to a probable cause statement signed by Nash police officer Craig Buster, Olalde later called police to report that, quote, he had pulled the trigger and shot his family. After convincing Olalde to turn himself in, the police discovered the bodies of his parents, Ruben Olalde and Aida Garcia, as well as his older sister, Lisbeth, and younger brother, Oliver Olalde, in a bathtub. A former Cleveland, Ohio school dance instructor who was found guilty Thursday of raping six adolescent students and sexually assaulting two more faces a maximum sentence of life in prison. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Terrence Green was also found guilty of kidnapping and felony assault by a jury in Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Court. 57-year-old Green was a well-known dance instructor who aided in the professional development of numerous young dancers, some of whom went on to perform on Broadway. According to the prosecution, soon after he was recruited by the Cleveland Metropolitan School District in the late 1990s, Green started sexually abusing a 14-year-old child. Authorities say the eight victims in this instance ranged in age from 14 to 17 when the abuse started.
Prosecutors claim that after Green left a high school for the arts in 2014, the abuse persisted there until 2019, and he began working at Cuyahoga Community College.
Aiden Clune, 19, leaves his California home April 26 to drive to Utah, then doubles back to a hotel in Nevada. Clune spends the night there and checks out early in the morning. That's the last time Clune ever seen. Nevada police find Clune's truck abandoned on the highway near the Cherry Creek Mountains with his belongings still inside. Police follow Clune's tracks into the mountains for 10 miles before rain and snow erode the path. Clune's family says the teen was struggling with depression amidst the pandemic. Clune now missing 3 years. If you have information about teen Aiden Clune, please contact Sonoma Sheriff's 707-565-2569. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.